Live from the front lines of freedom in the center of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gerber Show. God bless America. For Monday, excuse me, I think that Tuesday, May 28, 2019. By the time we get to the end of the week, I'll have it. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, a man from Spain takes a frigid plunge into the icy waters of the Niagara River and then swims across the treacherous water just to be in America. Two, Justin Amash, fresh off attacking the president again and becoming the first Republican to call for impeachment efforts to get underway, is going to be taking questions from you tonight at a freshly scheduled town hall event. And number one, insurance reform may finally be here for Michigan drivers. Will we have a lot more money in our pockets? Some say we will. Not signed yet, but apparently the deal has been made. And we'll have a lot more with Kyle Malin coming up on that in a moment. But I want to tell you about this because the Michigan Senate joined the House in passing through an overhaul of the state's insurance policies, earning a wide majority of support in both chambers following the announcement of a deal between leaders of the legislature and Governor Whitmer. The House voted 90 to 15 on a substitute to Senate Bill 1 Friday afternoon. The Senate voted 34 to 4 to concur with the House changes. The bill on its way to Whitmer, we've accomplished more in the last 5 months than in the last 5 years, said the governor. This vote demonstrates that when both parties work together and build bridges, we can solve problems and make life better for people in Michigan. Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield was joined by the majority leader, Republican Mike Shirkey of the Senate, telling reporters after the vote that although there were tough moments in the negotiation process, they didn't doubt a compromise was ultimately going to come together. The bill's sweeping changes to existing policy include allowing those with health insurance that covers auto-related injuries and senior citizens to fully opt out of personal injury protection or PIP coverage. Four other levels of coverage are available: $500,000, $250,000, $50,000, and unlimited. Now, if you vote for the unlimited coverage, you will still save 10%, we are told. You will still save 10% on your policy. If you limit it to $500,000, it'll be 20% savings, 35% at $250,000, 45% at $50,000. And obviously, if you opt out, it'll be 100% savings because you won't be paying for it at all. Now, starting July 1st, 2021, a fee schedule based on a percentage of Medicare reimbursement will also be phased in, beginning at 200 to 240% of Medicare rates, dropping to 195 to 235 in 2022 and 190 to 230 in 2023. Now, hospitals that serve a large portion of Medicaid recipients eligible for slightly higher rates under this plan. The deal also includes provisions preventing the use of non-driving. This is a big part of the governor's concern. Non-driving factors like your credit score being used to force you into higher insurance rates. I've often wondered about that, but if you have people that have a bad pay history and they don't pay their bills on time, then they are a higher risk. The same is true if you buy a washing machine or if you buy insurance, but the governor wanted to get away from that, and I appreciate that point of view. I understand that you want to base your driving record as being the foundation for what you pay in insurance. The minority leader, Jim Ananich of Flint, said the bill's language of non-driving factors coupled with additional regulatory powers to the Department of Insurance and Financial Services will be a big improvement over the current system. Now, the current system has been here for a very long time. You have about 13,500 people. 13,500 people that are on the catastrophic care under the previous system. $22 billion, give or take, is what we're told is in it. So we'll see when this is going to be signed. Like I said, we're going to have Kyle Malin here, the editor and vice president of the MERS News, that are joining us here in just a few minutes to talk more about this and what it might mean to you and what it might mean to all of us here as drivers in Michigan. Meanwhile, Justin Amash feeling the heat. At least I think he's feeling the heat. He has two challengers now, primary challengers, after he came out and said it's time to go after Donald Trump and work on impeachment. the only Republican to do so, the only Republican in elected office to do so. So he's holding a town hall tonight. Let's see, this is happening at the Grand Rapids Christian High School. That's on Plymouth Avenue East. It will be from 5:30 to 6:30. I feel these things should be like 4 hours long, but this one's for 1 hour. They announced this meeting just days ago. The congressman coming up under a lot of fire 10 days ago when he posted a series of tweets to outline his support for impeachment proceedings. He was even taken out by Mitt Romney, who said that's completely foolish and wrong. Unbelievable. But yeah, Mitt Romney, also a guy who's been an outspoken critic of the president, saying that's too far, that's not right, and I've read the 448 pages, said Romney, and he said it's not there. There is no conspiracy, there is no collusion, there is no obstruction of justice. It's not there. But Justin Amash, more and more radicalized, a guy who has been more and more out of the mainstream when it comes to Republican politics and conservative politics, he fashions himself as some sort of knight in shining armor, some sort of a conservative superhero, a libertarian of some sort of, you know, higher moral standing, which just is absurd. But he's also just lost the support of the DeVos family, no longer supporting him financially. And you wonder, with that super donor family gone, will others follow? The DeVos family most recently supported Amash in the 2013-14 election cycle with $65,000. They say they have no plans of ever supporting him again. And so with that kind of money gone out of your coffers, yes, that takes a hit, because the big question for anybody like James Lauer, who's challenging Amash, is how do you come up with the money to make it feasible? That's why members of Congress and U.S. senators are hard to defeat, because they have so much money to begin with. They have piles of cash to go after voters and target voters and use social media and radio and television and newspapers, all of it. All of it. That's how they get there, is by... well, by making that all possible, be money. I mean, money is the big deal. And if you got a big war chest, it's hard to compete as an outsider. It can be done, but oftentimes you'll notice the people that are running are those that have a personal fortune or an ability to have donors come on board for some other reason. But short of that, it's very difficult to compete in this world of politics, because the average individual who may be a good candidate just doesn't have the financial wherewithal to get involved in these races. And so the damage to Amash might be financial. Anyhow, that town hall happening tonight, 5:30 to 6:30, Grand Rapids Christian High School, 2300 Plymouth Avenue Southeast. If you happen to want to catch that, you can go there and see what Justin Amash has to say for himself. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Treatment Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947. They're the best. And coming here this week, we'll be talking about how you can get a brand new reverse osmosis drinking water system in your house. You may win it for free. That's right. You may win it for free. Get it installed for free. I have one in my house. I absolutely love it. No more bottles of water. No more nonsense. Just my RO system from Wolverine. It's perfect. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in and out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
Electricians wanted. Visit IBEWMichigan.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and IBEW Michigan.